Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we are magnifying the Lord. Yes, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, holy, righteous, gracious God, we thank you, oh God, for another opportunity to bless and magnify your name. You are God, and you are God alone. Besides you, there is no other. We thank you, oh God, for the Spirit of truth ruling and reigning among this earth. We thank you, Lord, that you have told us, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. We thank you, oh God, for our two dynamic women of God that brought this call forth, our Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing your people this morning. We thank you, oh God, for anointing your ministers this morning. We thank you, oh God, that you are anointing our ears to hear what the Spirit has this morning. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in our lives this day and the days to come. We thank you, oh God, that as we magnify your name, we will see your glory in your presence in the midst of everything that's going forth. We thank you, oh God, that your word goes forth and never returns void. Always accomplish what you sent it to do. We thank you, oh God, that we, your people, who are called by your name, we will stay humble before you, Lord. We will bless your name at all times. And we thank you, Father God, as you use these vessels, as you use your people, as you have your glory rule and reign in every given situation, we will be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
God morning, God morning, God morning. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. God bless you. Take it away.
Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for seating us and greeting us today and for that tag for this morning and for opening us up with that anointed prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California. And I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. On behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robert Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome each of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call on this Magnify the Lord with Me Monday. And this call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by our two phenomenal co-founders, and I thank God for their yes, because this platform, this telecommunication sanctuary, gives us the ability to have our lives enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here on the Master's Call with the Master. And so we do have a website for you who are joining us for the first time today. First of all, we would like to say thank you. And we invite each of you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. And so all of our messages have been archived since the inception of this call on our website. Also, on Fridays, we open up our line for prayer requests, praise reports, and testimonies. And so say that there's something going on with you throughout the week and you want us to be in agreement with you, or you just want us to be in the know. Well, we ask that you would send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general who you just heard, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa, will respond to you. See, the vehicle that knitted us all together here on the Master's Call has been a phenomenal Christian health and wellness company, Call Artists International, formerly now known as Artist Life. And so we thank God for the DS De Leon family for transforming lives for over 28 years. And that's how most of us here on the Master's Call were knitted together, because we're all a part of that company and or have been in some form or fashion. We are products of the product, and definitely invite you to try the products along with us. And so we will be having our Artist Life Regional Conference 2018 on July the 8th in Houston, Texas. And so I invite each and every single one of you to get with the artist distributor that invited you to this call and find out how you can be a part of this conference. The speaker for this conference will be none other than Minister Edith Bird. She will be our anointed mouthpiece on Sunday morning. So the conference will be the 8th, the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th of July. And so please, please, please govern yourselves accordingly. But at 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time, she will be the anointed and appointed speaker for that day. Now, immediately following this call every day, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. Today is Inspirational Monday. And so our own, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox will be our speaker. So we invite you to dial in to 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. And that is immediately following this call today. And so now, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. She is definitely a promise. She walks in excellence. She is kind. She is outgoing. She is loving. She is anointed. And who am I talking about? None other than Dr. Pecola Roberts. And the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Dr. PK. Dr. PK, are you out there this morning?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
You sound a little bit far away. So is there something that you could do so that I can hear that you're closer to us?
All righty. Is this any better?
It still seems kind of faint, but.
Hold a moment. Hold just a
moment. Okay.
Let me do this. Okay. Is this better?
Much better. Thank you, Dr. PK. Take it away.
That is so good. That's why we have to communicate. I had to take it off speaker. That's what I had to do. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for that tag this morning, because that's what I want everybody to do with me. I'm truly thanking God for our awesome, awesome TMC family, and each and every one of you, I love you and thank God for you. Minister Tiffany, you are super fantastic. I thank God for you and for your introduction of me and honoring me, as I really like to be honored in this manner. I, too, want to thank God for our on Pastor V. You all, she is definitely my sister in the Lord. And today, I want to wish our director, Linda Kidd, who is on the phone, a happy birthday. What a way to celebrate your birthday, getting up early there and getting on the phone call with us. I'm so honored this morning that you would do that. Now, you all, let me tell you, as I was getting up this morning and preparing to come on this telecommunication sanctuary, come up in here and speak to you, I was reminded of the fact that this is the last Monday before my birth month. Uh-huh. My born month is July, and I celebrate the whole month. And I really am celebrating this year, because this is my 65th year, and I am so excited. I'm jumping up and down with joy with all of the daily activities that my husband and I are planning and preparing for me so that I can have, he says, a super fantastic jubilation. So I must take a moment and honor my, somebody said that he could be my cream and my coffee with the chocolate and my cake and all of those kinds of things. But I'm here to tell you that he is a loving, kind, wonderful man of God who loves the word of God and loves me. And so this morning I must say to you that he is on another assignment and will not be on the call for me. So don't you all hang up on me. I still have something to say from the Lord. Even though Babe and I have been teaching a series on prayer and fasting for a while here, I want you to just recap here just a little bit. On last Monday, as we honored Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for her untiring service and dedicated service to the kingdom of God through these two calls that she does every morning, Monday through Friday, and I thank God for her. Babe spoke on the humility that comes from fasting and prayer as a servant of God, and tied that into what he saw in her, how she is an humble servant, how she speaks kindly to people even when she's kicking them out of the nest. And, I said, God, I thank you that you have a way of just helping us to connect your word and make it practical for us to live by. Then we have talked together on the why of fasting. Why is it important, and what is significant about fasting for us? And that led us into the benefits of fasting. And, of course, we talked about what is fasting. We also discussed the wrong kind of fast, because you can fast for the wrong reasons and do the wrong thing as you are fasting. And today I'm going to touch on the four types of fast, the four types of fasting. Now, as we are leading up to our quarterly fast, which is scheduled, and put it on your calendar, put it on the refrigerator, put it on your mirror, the last 10 days of my birth month, which will be July the 22nd through 1 August, we will have what we are calling the Daniel Fast, and I'll talk more about that later on. Now, what better way to kick off the next book of my life than going in fasting and prayer with people who absolutely love and respect me and know what it is that I'm wanting to accomplish out of life, and that is nothing more than living life more abundantly, because that's what Jesus came and bled and died and went on back to heaven, sit on the right-hand side of the Father, so that we can live an abundant life. I call it super fantastic living. Okay, so what better way can I get in tune? Somebody would say relaunch my life, hey, glory to God, than to go into and enter into and be supported by those who love me with a fast. Did I say that all right? Mm-hmm. I want each and every one of you consider, even if you can't do the complete Daniel fast, whatever you can do, praying and fasting for me as I am entering into 65 years. I'm telling you, life is different on this side of 60. You don't know what is life until you get over here. But I'm here to tell you that I'm so excited, because my gifts have already started coming. Life on this side of 60 sometimes feels as if you are not as valuable and your words are not as important as they were before you became 60. But you all, let me just give you just a little brief testimony. I walked into church on yesterday, Sunday, my Sabbath day, and had a wonderful worshipful experience. This was a new place, had never been there before. After church, the pastor walks up to me and says, I understand that you're a preacher. I said, I do. He says, well, I really believe that you can preach. Will you preach for me next Sunday? I said, I don't know what that PK face must have looked like, but he came right back with, now, if you have to pray about it, it's okay. We can wait, and you can come another time. I said, honey, I don't have to pray about preaching. I can preach any time. Give me thee. But I was just a little caught off guard that he would come up and ask me, and he said, let's step into my office. And we stepped in and had a wonderful, wonderful conversation. And I tell you, this is the third request for me to preach here in North Carolina since I've been here. And that sort of, those are gifts for me because I love preaching and I love teaching the word of God. And when I tell my daughter about these incidents, she said, won't he do it, Mama? Won't God do it? And I say, yes, yes, yes. Now, it is very important for us as we go into this part of teaching on the four types of fast that you understand the scripture doesn't provide specific instructions on the mechanics of how to fast. There are only a handful of instances in the Bible in which the method being used is even mentioned, and I'm going to talk about those four general categories of fasting today. Now, the first one comes from the book of Esther. You can turn with me to Esther, the fourth chapter, and the 16th verse, and it says, Esther said, go gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. If I perish, let me perish. Esther calls the people of Israel to an extreme fast in preparation for her meeting with the king. Now, this extreme fast was for an extreme situation. She was preparing to break the law by going to the king, and we hear a lot on CNN about the breaking of the law. Oh, glory to God. When not summoned, the king, if you were not summoned by the king, good God of mercy, you could have died. Yes, yes, yes. And so to prevent the humiliation of her people, she told them, you all need to go and fast for me. I need you to fast and pray that God will show up and show out. We need God to show up and show out here in these United States. I need somebody to just shout, hallelujah, amen, I know you're right. Here, another example is in Paul, Acts 9 and 9. The people of Nineveh in the book of Jonah are the only, there are only a few extremes fast whereby we will see here in the word, and one example in addition to Esther's is found in Acts 9 and 9, and then we will also see another one in the book of Jonah. And so I want you all to know that this particular fast is called no food and no drink. When I was growing up in the Church of God in Christ, our bishop, founding father of the Church of God in Christ, Bishop Mason, only thought that this was the only type of fast. So every Friday and Monday, Tuesday and Friday, Tuesday and Friday were the fast days. We would not eat nor drink on Tuesday and Friday from 12 a.m. Tuesday morning until you got home at 6 p.m. for dinner. You did not eat nor drink. I called it the air pudding fast because that's all you got. You got air. That's all you got. And so I said, okay, Lord, that is extreme for some, especially those who are just starting fasting, those who don't know anything about fasting. So when I was pastoring was stationed in Hawaii, I took all of these fasts that I'm talking to you about today, and I combined them and did a 40-day fast so that people could get on board, and I brought them and taught them from tiny steps all the way up into the ayurvedic fast, from, you know, stopping one meal a day, two meals a day, three meals a day, like that, until I got them into that 3 days that Esther talked about, where there was nothing but air. Come on here. And Lord knows we were preparing for something that none of us knew that we were going to walk into, and that was the war on America there in New York. Okay, the second type of fast is no food. On this particular fast, you only consume water. You don't eat, neither do you drink. And so what scriptures do we have to substantiate that? Well, here we go. In Judges 20:26, the entire army of Israel went up to Bethel, and there they sat weeping before the Lord. They fasted that day until evening and presented burnt offerings and fellowship offerings to the Lord. This was a short-term fast in which the Israelites asked for God's guidance and his protection in battle. That was one example. The next example comes with Luke 2:37. We see Anna, prophetess Anna. Luke doesn't elaborate on the type of fast she conducted, but he does mention that she does so frequently. She never left the temple, but she worshiped night and day, fasting and praying before the Lord. And then, of course, Jesus' time in the wilderness shows us that fasting should help us remember that we need God more than we need anything else. His response to each of Satan's temptations show his belief that God, not ourselves, is the ultimate sustainer of human life. Here we go. Matthew 4:2-4 says, after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Did not say that he was thirsty, but he was hungry. The tempter came to him and did not tempt him with water, but he said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Jesus didn't want to break his fast through any means other than what came from the Father. Turning those stones into warm bread would have satisfied Jesus' hunger, but it also would have revealed that he trusted in himself, in his own power, to provide for his needs. He chose instead to trust in the sustaining power of the Lord. That is my signal to stop. But during this type of fast, people choose a specific amount of time during which they abstain from all food. Most people who choose this type of fast for lengthy stretches of time combined it with various juices. I will talk to you individually if you choose to come and fast with me on those last 10 days. Now, the last two types of fast, I'm going to hold on and bring them to you next Monday. I will also bring to you next Monday the resources that we will use as we are going through this fast. I want you all to know this day that God has done so much for me as I have learned to fast, and that fasting and prayer are the building blocks for my walk with the Lord. And I still say, as I did from the beginning and was taught, if you pray, you can stay with the Lord. If you don't fast, you won't last with the Lord. Back to you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much. Dr. P.K. Patton for that phenomenal message on fasting this morning. And, yes, I will be joining you on that fast. To God be the glory. I will be calling you back momentarily for you to give us our benediction. But at this time, let us pray over our prayer request and go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify your name. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. So, Lord, we exalt you on this Monday morning. We say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for allowing us to be into another day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in, God. We don't have anything to complain about, but we thank you for everything, for in everything we give you thanks. And so, Lord, I thank you for Dr. PK, and I thank you for the message that she brought to us on fasting. As we prepare our hearts and minds for what is to come, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would fill her up with virtue until she overflows, oh God. Nothing missing, nothing broken. I ask that you would continue to bless her household, that you will continue to bless her family and her ministry in a mighty way, oh God. And I lift up each and every person that is under the sound of my voice. I speak total and complete healing in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. I lift up Mother Oliver to you, and I pray that you would touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father. I thank you that you are keeping her, God, and that she does not mind telling us how you have kept her and how awesome you are. So we thank you for her life, and we pray that you would continue to bless her and keep her. We celebrate each and every person who has a birthday in this month of June, and we look forward to expectation and anticipation to celebrate those who have birthdays in July, Father. I thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, and I thank you for Artist Life. I thank you for every product, nutritional, facial, reshaping, chic, in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray that every single goal that is written, that is thought, will be manifest in June of 2018. I decree and declare that the conference will go forth uncontaminated, unhindered, in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray that those who have a desire to attend the conference, they will be able to attend it, and that there will be nothing that will hinder them from getting there, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will protect those who are traveling the highways and byways as the children are out for the summer. I ask your protection, continued protection over each of their lives. I pray that you would allow them to know that you are their Father and that you are their light, Father. So I just thank you for each of our children. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just touch them in a mighty way, God. I thank you that when we woke up this morning that our households were protected in the name of Jesus, Father. And I thank you that as we go through this day, we go asking thy will be done in our lives in the name of Jesus, and we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So we would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085, the access code 957-677-pound. Remember, we'll be headed over to Inspirational Monday, where the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox will be our speaker for this day. That number is 712-770-4005. You're going to use the access code 294 617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617 yourself are seating us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer on this Magnify the Lord with Me Monday. Thank you again, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and it has been an honor, pleasure, and privilege for me to serve in excellence on this day here on the Master's Call. And I'm going to ask Dr. P.K. if she will come back and give us our benediction for this day.
Oh, holy God, as we close this call, we open our hearts and minds for you to prepare us to meet you in a special way during this time of prayer, fasting, dedication that we are embarking up on. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Now may the grace of God rest, rule, and abide with each and every one of you as you go out and have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.